This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he's being briefed by federal and local authorities about potential security threats in Colorado during tomorrow's inauguration. Polis says he's activating the Colorado National Guard to protect the state capitol and other potential targets if local protests become violent. Two Colorado men facing charges related to the riot at the U.S. Capitol were in federal court today. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Federal investigators say social media posts helped them track down 24-year-old Robert Gieswein and 48-year-old Patrick Montgomery. Both reportedly made their way inside the U.S. Capitol as Congress was about to certify the presidential election results. Gieswein allegedly carried a bat and sprayed an unknown substance at law enforcement. Montgomery later posted on Facebook that he, quote, stormed the Capitol. He's now out on a personal recognizance bond, while Gieswein remains in federal custody. Both are being charged by prosecutors in Washington, D.C. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Aurora police have arrested a man in connection with explosions that damaged three homes since late last month. A SWAT team arrested Scott Campbell on charges that include attempted murder. And state lawmakers are in a four-week legislative recess as they wait for more Coloradans to receive the COVID vaccine. Before going into the break, lawmakers expanded how they can participate remotely in the session that reconvenes on February 16th. Still, most lawmakers are expected to attend in person. Partly cloudy to mostly clear tonight across Colorado. This is CPR and KRCC.